story is told about a bear that was brought up in a particular continent. And so this little bear was put into a cage that was 12 feet by 12 feet. And people would walk by, and sometimes they would throw stuff at the bear to try and intimidate it. And the bear, as it began to grow from the cub stage up, would walk 12 feet forward and 12 feet back, 12 feet forward and 12 feet back, just the dimensions of the cage. And so finally, somebody took pity on and bought the bear, had it transferred to another continent, and had someone come and blowtorch the bars down. And now in this beautiful haven for this bear, was it going to allow acres and acres and acres for this bear to roam? The bear stood there when all the bars of the cage had been cut down. People waited, and they thought he'll start walking and he'll discover all this beautiful land that's just for him. But the bear walked 12 feet forward and stopped and turned and walked 12 feet back and stopped and turned and walked 12 feet forward. For some of you, you think it's too good to be true. I can't be worry-free. And you've been doing the 12-foot shuffle all the days and months and years of your Christian life. It is true. You can and must live a worry-free life. The first and greatest commandment, we're told in Matthew 22, 39 and 40, is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. The purpose of our mind is to love God with. In Ephesians 6, we get the picture of a battle dress that a Roman soldier wore, the helmet of salvation, and the helmet was there to protect the head from blows, and the enemy attacks the mind for the Christian. His name is called accuser and slanderer. The Bible has much to say about our mind. In Colossians 3:1-3, we are to set our minds on things above. Romans 12:2, we are to renew our mind. Philippians 4:8, whatever things are true, think on these. We have to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. The word worry comes from two Greek words, which means to divide and mind. The purpose of our mind is to love God. To love God with our mind, we've got to think on things that are true. The purpose of worry is to divide the mind, to distract the mind from devotion to Jesus Christ. You cannot be devoted to Christ and love Him with your mind if you are living in anxiety and your mind is distracted.